think you have more of a chance here in Philadelphia to go down the field with the ball than you did when you were with New York?
I think it all depends on your personnel. You know, I think when we had guys like Braylon and Santonio and stuff, we push it down the field a little bit. When those guys moved on, you know, we tried to throw the ball down the field to Stephen Hill a little bit, who had some wheels. You know, Jeremy Curley up the seam and stuff. But it just all depends on your personnel and if you got guys that can run like that.
Well, you had the two turnovers last week, and you know the history of them a little bit with New York. How important is it for you to control those?
Absolutely. That's going to be the name of the game moving forward. Especially as you get into November, December football, you got to take care of it. Be real smart, and have possession of that ball after every play.
Mark, what's Chip like in the headset during the game compared to previous coordinators you've worked with?
He's pretty much compared to other coordinators. It's such an up-tempo pace that he's talking to you pretty quick, and you get a lot of time airtime because he's calling the play so quickly. You know, there's still 30 plus seconds on the clock when he's calling the play. So, you never run into that situation where it hits, 15, 18 seconds and it cuts out. It's pretty rare that it cuts out and you haven't received the information you need. So, he gets that play in quick, and that's nice.
How does that help you, Mark, having all that information so quickly?
Well, it gives you a chance to diagnose what you're seeing, what you're facing. He tries to give us as much information as we can in the headset. If he sees something, if somebody goes down or there's a backup cornerback in, or they bring in some personnel that we planned for or didn't plan for, he'll let you know on the headset, and that's what's great about him as a coordinator. He sees all that stuff.
When you have that time to diagnose on the defense, how important are numbers in this offense in terms of counting how many guys are in the box, how many guys are out in the wings?
Of course. You want to get – that's why we want to line up as fast as we can. Try and get that advantage, a numbers advantage or a mismatch in personnel, and try and exploit that. But if we take too long, then we kind of lose our edge there. So we gotta roll.
What makes Jeremy Macklin like unique as a receiver?
One, he works very hard. He's a pretty humble guy. He's excited about playing. He's a really good competitor. I think a lot of those things are kind of prerequisites. Obviously, the talent, the hands, the speed, the awareness, those are kind of prerequisites when you get to this level. But he really works his craft with Coach Bick. I think he feeds off of the other receivers. Those guys are a tight-knit group, him and Coop, and bringing Jordan along. All those guys kind of complement each other. And then you add the tight ends and running backs to that, and that's when you can get a pretty special offense.
Seems like you and Jordan Matthews developed a pretty quick rapport when you got here, and then you went right to him when you got in the game for the touchdown. Can you just talk about the relationship that you've had with him?
Sure, that's another guy who's just so excited about playing, and he's one of those teammates who you get excited for. He's got like an infectious energy about him. He loves playing football, and just all those guys, not in a selfish way, but in a way where they want to contribute. They want the ball, and that makes it fun and exciting for a quarterback to know that these guys are working their butt off to get the football, and now it's my job to just get it to them and let them do the rest.
Is it
kind of all coming back to you now? I mean, as we approach Monday night, the hype, the being the guy.
Right.
And all those emotions and stuff. Is that starting to come back? I mean, being the guy and
we're just in a one-week season, so I don't let those things really affect my preparation. I think all that stuff is really on the outside. We just worry about what's going on in the building and have fun every day of practice, try and get better, improve, and we'll see what happens on Monday, but it should be fun.
I was a little bit connected to that question. Will you think you'll have a moment before Monday night's game to sort of reflect on what brought you to this point? It's been quite a while since you started the game.
It's been a lot of rehab and a few phone calls I made after the game last week to thank some people that have really helped me through, one of the most adverse situations in my life and missing a season and being hurt. So Kevin Wilk and Joe Donahue, my parents, my brothers, Bob Johnson, my high school coach, people that have worked me out during that time, the Jets trainers, John Melody, Greg Rosequist, all those guys that were so diligent with my rehab process. I called a lot of those people and made sure I send some text messages out right after the game because I couldn't couldn't have made it back without him. And then obviously the Eagles for giving me an opportunity. So I'm very thankful, fortunate, and want to make the most of the opportunity.
Mark, can a scheme or personnel make a quarterback better than the numbers
indicated? Yeah. Well, than the numbers have indicated. What do you mean?
Like
stats?
The stats, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Stats don't always tell the whole story. I mean, you see games where you have no time of possession, and, you know, that's usually a big stat, and people freak out, and, well, you scored on six plays in a row, you know, whatever. Like the Steelers a couple weeks ago. You know, stuff like that happens. So sometimes the stats can fudge things a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, can a scheme and players make a quarterback better? Are you kidding me? Yeah, of course. That's everything you want. You want good players, and you want a great scheme, and I think – we have that here, so across the board, all through the depth chart, we have a lot of great players, and they did a great job in organizing this team, so it's going to be fun.
All right. Thanks,
Mark. Yep.